This is SB Nation Radio, coming to you live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios.
I am the God of Hellfire, and I bring you
Patrick Creighton.
All right, joining us on the hotline right now, two-time TV champ, former cruiserweight champ, former tag champ. You know, he's about my age, and he's from my hometown, so I'm going to love this. Clearly a guy I need to get into the Nate and Crate Fantasy Football League. You know him as the Disco Inferno. He's Glenn Gilberti. Hey, Glenn, how you doing?
I'm doing good, man. How are you?
Well, appreciate you taking some time with us here on the show. So, first, how did you come up with being pro wrestling's Tony Manero?
Me and Raven were good friends back in the day, and before I was ever the Disco Inferno, we just sat down, like, we were brainstorming on gimmicks, and he had seen this character that was done in Calgary. This guy, his name was Dr. Johnny Fever, and was kind of like a, you know, like a disco guy ripoff. But the guy didn't really do the gimmick that well. He went out there with a white jacket. He was supposedly some disco guy, you know? So I just kind of like, we kind of evolved that character into the Disco Inferno and just came up with some, you know, some mannerisms and the way I look and stuff. And it was pretty much Raven's brainstorm. But both of us came up with the idea.
Do you think that's something that's missing nowadays, Glenn, in wrestling? Because it doesn't seem like it's as fun as it used to be, where everybody seems like they're programmed with certain gimmicks or certain ways that they have to go. But, I mean, you guys coming up with your own and just being able to do what you wanted with it and just kind of, you know, be yourselves with it.
Here's the thing that's missing in professional wrestling today, and this is what, if you look at all the Hall of Famers in pro wrestling, like the most famous ones, is that if you're a professional wrestler and you do things in the ring that fans can imitate, they can, like, live vicariously through you. Like, if whether it's a catchphrase, whether it's, like, you know, me, like, with my dancing, you know, if you just wrestle and that's all you do and you don't do anything else, it's like if two guys are sitting in there and, like, two 13-year-old kids in the front yard are going to go play wrestle with each other, and one guy is, like, the honky-tonk man and the other guy is a Macho Man Savage, and they're doing their mannerisms, people could be watching them wrestle, and they wouldn't even know, like, they would say, oh, that guy's doing the honky-tonk man and that guy's doing Macho Man Savage. But today, if, like, you look at wrestlers, it's like if two kids in the yard, one said, I'm Seth Rollins, and the other one says, like, I'm Sami Zayn, what are they going to do to make people think, like, okay, that kid Seth Rollins, that's Sami Zayn? You know, they just wrestle, you know, and stuff. So I just think that the thing that's missing is the showmanship. And, like, you know, professional wrestling, I think it takes itself too seriously these days, you know?
Dude, I love that because, I used to really enjoy your character. Now, it didn't matter whether you were a face or a heel. You were entertaining. You came out. You did things that were different than what everybody else was doing
out,
at the time.
You remember it.
And right. You're right, because, you know, when I was a kid, all right, I grew up at my grandmother's house, and she had the, you know, the old wooden post. It would have, like, the big columns and the two big wooden poles going across the middle. We used to treat them like ropes. And you know, we'd beat the hell out of each other in the front yard, 10, 11, 12 years old. But you're right. You did all the different mannerisms and the poses and the struts, and you spoke in the voices. You did all this stuff as a kid. And they can't do that with a lot of these guys now. That over-the-top bravado and personality, I think, is why, you know, when you see a guy like Dwayne Johnson come back, everybody goes crazy because he does things that, you know, a lot of these newer guys just don't do.
Hey, right.
With WrestleMania being tonight, and I know you were a WCW guy, and look, you were at a lot of the really big WCW events. And not trying to compare one to the other as far as popularity or anything like that, but in the amount of work that goes into pulling off, say, the biggest event of the year, you know, you were in WCW, you were at Bash at the Beach, you were at Starrcade, you know, you were at Halloween Havoc, you were at all their big events. How much work goes into the preparation and the production of, you know, one of the major pay-per-views that you guys would run?
Well, you got to have a lot of creative people in the positions of production to make it work. And you can tell that the WWE has some, like, very artsy, intelligent people that go into the production of like a big event like this. And like, we had some of those at WCW that just like, you have ideas for a set, entrances and stuff and everything. And, the WWE always did that better than us. They had they got this guy, Kevin Dunn. He's like the main producer of everything, but you can tell that like what do I want to call it? The stuff that surrounds the product, like you look at the creative product, like the things that the guys wrestle with, the things they say out there. But if you look at everything else, like Kane's ring entrance, the Undertaker's ring entrance, things like that, it's like that didn't, the boys didn't come up with that, and creative didn't really come up with that. That's the production people and the creative people that behind the scenes coming up with the ideas like that. And you don't really see that, though. As the boy, you just see that that's all done behind closed doors. That's all done in Stanford. That's all, that's all done behind the scenes. But that's what kind of makes the show larger than life, is the work that the production people do. And I think it's been, WWE has always did that better than us at WCW, for sure.
We're talking with Glenn Gilberti, Disco Inferno, here in Sports and Shenanigans. Patrick Creighton and Chris Tubbs here at SB Nation Radio. It's WrestleMania Sunday. So we're going to have a lot of wrestling talk. And it seems like, Glenn, leading up to this, this is the big show of the year. And there's a lot of independent shows, the things that are kind of, your WrestleCons and your Progress and your Pro Wrestling Revolver. And you've got everybody that's kind of got things leading up to WrestleMania. But this year I haven't heard quite as much buzz about the actual card itself. Is that me, or does it just doesn't seem like the build this year has been quite as much as we've seen in years past?
It hasn't. There's no the thing is, let me tell you something. Wrestling these days is I always call the WrestleMania crowd, it's basically a wrestling convention. This is where wrestling fans from all over the world, it's their big weekend. They come into town, they all congregate. It's like 100,000 people are in New Orleans and everything to watch a weekend of wrestling, as much as they can absorb. And then you also see that in Brooklyn when they have the SummerSlam weekend. Mm-hmm. Okay? And that's what like this weekend is, because you see like there's more buzz about the other stuff than there is about the actual WrestleMania card. Like, but that's mainly because the fans, like this wrestling convention crowd, they're all very vocal on Twitter. They're all everybody's watching NXT. Everybody's watching Ring of Honor. Everybody's watching this stuff, and it sounds like it's a bigger deal than it kind of actually is. If you really think about it, okay, because like wrestling's kind of developed this subculture of fans that will go to the show. Like if you go to WrestleMania every single year, 75% of the people there are there every year,
right?
You know what I'm saying? And the same thing with like the SummerSlam. It's like 75% to 80% of the people, the same people that go every year. It's like this, I don't even want to call it a cult, but like I said, it's like a subculture of people that are engaged in the product,
Does that help or hurt the product then when you've got the same people that are there year in and year out?
Well, it hurts it from the standpoint that they're in a bubble and there's a big giant echo chamber in that bubble. And if you're outside the bubble trying to get in, here's the thing. When wrestling was popular, people would turn on them, but people couldn't wait for Monday nights. Okay, we used to have like Nitro parties. Like there would be like videos of people having parties watching wrestling on Monday nights. Something. Now it's like because of the internet, it's like you're engaged in the product every single day. And it kind of takes the appeal away from like the. It takes the appeal away from the Monday night thing. Where Monday night, can't wait for Monday night because wrestling's on Monday nights. It'll be huge. Raw versus Nitro, Monday night. But now it's like we talk about wrestling every single day. And there's people that that just want to watch wrestling on Monday night, they don't really like the type of like conversations that people have. Here's a perfect example. When we're talking about fantasy football, right? A lot of people think fantasy football hurts football. Because, the fans look at it like too technical, too stat-driven. They like their fantasy football teams better than they like their actual teams. So it's like the people that just want to go and watch a football game are turned off by all the other stuff, just like your basic fan. And it's hard for the basic fan to get back engaged into this product these days because it's just too there's just too much talk about it. It's like, you know, wrestling is psychoanalyzed every day by people on Twitter and stuff. It's just, I don't know. I never really liked wrestling like that. I just like to watch a show. I don't like spoilers. I don't like knowing things. I don't like knowing that Roman Reigns was supposed to wrestle Brock Lesnar. I didn't want to know that 7 months ago. You know, I would have rather to build up to it. It's like all the main matches on the show. It's like we knew about them like 6 months ago because that was the quote unquote booking plans. You know, people don't really want to watch it like that. You know, they just want to be surprised. They want to be, you know, they want that element. They just want to be a fan and just watch it like once a week. And it's hard to do that these days.
Glenn Gilberto, you know him as Disco Inferno, on the hotline with us right now. And well, here's important things that I've learned. Number one, I got to get you in the Fantasy Football League.
Let me tell you this, we did a FanDuel league, okay. In our for the listeners of the Keeping 100 podcast that I do, so Westwood One with Conan, and it was a 20 person league each week, right, bro? I got first, second, or third place like 13 out of 17 weeks.
Challenge accepted.
Oh, we gotta do this, PC.
Oh, we gotta put this together. You and I, we'll put this together. We'll have fun with that.
Yeah, right.
You know, I'm with you. I also don't like, you know, knowing stuff ahead of time. I try not to read all the dirt sheets and all stuff like that. Because,
right.
You know, like, I watch with my son. And mm-hmm. I just want him to enjoy it kind of the way that I did when I was 13 years old. You know, I just want him mm-hmm. to see it.
Right.
And just be like, oh, wow, I didn't know that was coming. Or, oh, that was so cool. Or, man, why didn't they do this? I want him to have all that type of experience. So, mm-hmm. Glenn, how can people find your podcast, the Keeping It 100 podcast?
It's on Westwood One and all all the other accessory podcast forums that like iTunes and stuff. I don't know. It's on a million different like podcast forums, but we're mainly on Westwood One. I also do the Vince Russo brand show with Vince Russo. That's on the Realm Network. That show drops on Fridays. You can catch me on Twitter at The Real Disco. Bro, I have, like, it's funny, too. Ever since we started the Keeping 100 podcast with Conan, I got all these, like, parody accounts.
That's when you know you made it.
The biggest honor.
So it's like all these friends. So the one that my one is at The Real Disco. So it's so that just if you ever see anything else besides that, that's not me. Also, you can catch me on Instagram at Disco Master GG. So that's what you can do and get me. So
awesome. Cool. Two-time TV champ, tag champ, cruiserweight champ, one of the best stars at WCW, Glenn Gilberto with us on the hotline. Glenn, appreciate your time today, buddy. Thank you. We'll catch up soon. And we are going to hook up with that fantasy football stuff. I'm just telling you now.
Oh, yeah, cool. Also, too, did you guys have Booker T on earlier?
Yes, we did.
Yeah, we had.
I'm wrestling on his show this Friday for Reality of Wrestling. It's a 20-man last man standing Royal Rumble match. So if you want to go to me in Houston, plus on Sunday, I'll be doing a fantasy camp there. So if anybody in the Houston area wants to come by and check me out, you can catch me Reality Wrestling.
Oh, that's awesome. Now, what day is the Rose show going on?
Saturday night at 7:30 and Sunday from 12 to 12 noon is the fantasy camp.
We got plans for Saturday night, buddy. We got
DC,
plans.
We're there. We'll see you Saturday.
Awesome, man.
Appreciate you, Glenn. Thank you.
Take it easy.
Glenn Gilberto, the Disco Inferno. I guess we got plans.
Got plans Saturday night, PC.
I'm going to have to call Book on Wednesday.
Yes, come on, man. Let's do it. I totally want – dude, I'm totally into this. Let's do it. Seriously.
That'll be awesome.
You and me, bro. You in?
Oh, of course I'm in. Come on.
Oh, yeah.
Man,
let's do it.
Going to have some fun. All right. Reed, Rory, but not this dude. Next.